Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you have a treat, ladies and gentlemen. We've missed her for a while now, but she's back. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Internationally recognized expert advisor specializing in generational thinking and quality. The author of Creating Quality. Also, Executive Thinking, still one of my favorite books in my library. Managing for Quality. How to implement and manage business strategies for continuous improvements. Also, a bunch of reports. I'm trying to remember the names of them. She'll remind me of those in just a minute. And the executive field guides. That's what it was. Yeah, the executive field guides. She is such a smart person, and we love her around here. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure, Jim. It is.
Executive field guides, right?
Exactly. I was sitting here. I thought he's going to get it.
Absolutely. I pay attention around here. Leslie, it's so good to have you back. We've missed you. Don't stay away so long anymore. So all these years, you and I've been working together now for 15 years.
Okay.
And by the way, folks, if you know anything about the quality, the history of quality, the evolution, the journey, quality. Process has made in the last century, then you know about Edwards Deming, the grandfather of quality, and Leslie was his last assistant, and so she actually knew him personally and worked with him, and so that's a great claim to fame. Leslie, all these years we've been working together, we've talked about quality at the application, at the point of application, typically the process side. And we really never have talked about quality from the sales side. And that's what you want to talk about today, isn't it?
I do, because, in fact, sales is always the department, the area of specialty that tends to be left out, ignored. There's almost this idea that somehow people who work in sales aren't going to bring anything to the quality mm-hmm. process because it's viewed as such an internal process, and that's such a dire mistake, and especially, and you can speak to this better than anyone, because your touch point with your customer is your sales department.
That's right.
They know more about what's going on in the whole world of issues that your customers are dealing with mm-hmm. than anyone else. You may know what the hot spot is for what your product or service might be and where your opportunity is, but your salespeople are going to know a much broader context, which also means that they can bring information into the quality process, both for you and your customer, that's going to make a measurable difference.
You know, you're telling that story reminded me of one of my stories. When I started with Xerox, I went to their basic school, and then I went in the field for a few months, and I went back to the advanced school. And when we went back to the advanced school, there we were, guys and gals coming in from all over the country for this course. This is 1 week course, and we were telling them about the Japanese invasion, mm-hmm. and we were telling them things that they had no idea about.
No.
Corporate Xerox did not know some of the stuff that we were bringing them. Here we were, rookie salespeople, but we'd been out where the rubber meets the road. And we were bringing them information they didn't know.
And what's worse is that they didn't listen. And I don't even
That's
know
true.
Your story, Jim, but
yeah.
I can tell
oh,
you
right
what
about
the outcome
that.
Is that they didn't listen.
You're
and
exactly
that,
right.
That's the other side of it, is mm-hmm. that from a management, from a business owner's perspective, you have to sort of shift your brain to be able to listen and actually take in mm-hmm. information that seems like, in some cases, it has nothing to do with you, or you think, no, we would never be able to do that. I was just mentioning to you before we were on air that I had lunch with a former GE senior sales executive not long ago, and he was telling me about how he had been so taken with what they learned from Deming, because they actually did go to Deming seminars at that time, and that he and his team shifted the way that they were working with customers to be able to better target the customer's needs, and it ended up not only increasing the profit margins from an operational perspective, but also from a pure sales perspective, that the margins just got so much higher because they understood different ways of being able to serve
the
customer.
They were thinking quality holistically, not just manufacturing a process.
Exactly.
From that standpoint. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. And that's Kossoff.com. Is that right, Leslie?
It is.
Two S's and two F's. Quick break, 20 tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.